NAACP blames President Donald Trump for alleged racist, homophobic attack on actor Jussie Smollett. By Joel B. Polak on January 29, 2019. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored Persons, NAACP, the country's most influential civil rights organization, has blamed President Donald Trump for Tuesday morning's attack on actor Jussie Smollett. The Empire star was allegedly attacked by two men wearing ski masks in the early hours of January 29 in Chicago. TMZ first reported that Smollett had identified the two attackers as white, and that he had told police that they had yelled, "This is MAGA country." However, the Chicago Police Department has disputed that he told them that, at least initially, or identified the race of the attackers, who allegedly used racist and homophobic language and placed a rope around Smollett's neck. The Daily Beast reported that Chicago police said the race and gender of the alleged assailants remained unknown. Additionally, in their initial report, Jussie Smollett did not tell police his attackers yelled MAGA. Chicago Police PO added, "I'm not saying it's not true. He could have remembered later, but he did not tell officers that in the initial report. Two halves." Rob Elgas, at Rob Elgas ABC 7, January 29, 2019. More, Chicago PD says detectives did a follow-up, supplemental interview with Jussie Smollett, where he did in fact tell police his attackers yelled MAGA country. Rob Elgas, at Rob Elgas ABC 7, January 29, 2019. Smollett drove himself to a nearby hospital. The incident is being investigated as a possible hate crime. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson issued a statement Tuesday afternoon specifically blaming Trump's racist and xenophobic rhetoric. "The recent racist and homophobic attack on acclaimed actor and activist Jussie Smollett is troubling. The rise in hate crimes is directly linked to President Donald J. Trump's racist and xenophobic rhetoric. It is dangerous for any society to allow a tone of divisiveness and hatred to dominate the political discourse. As this rhetoric continues to bleed into our everyday lives, dangerous behavior will continue to place many law-abiding individuals at risk. We pray for a full physical and mental recovery for Jussie Smollett and many unnamed victims of this form of hate-based terrorism." Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, who is a candidate for the Democratic Party presidential nomination, called the alleged attack on Smollett a modern-day lynching. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.